Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, February 14th. From Capitol coverage, several of the top Democratic presidential candidates are heading to Colorado this month ahead of Super Tuesday. KVNF's Scott Franz has more.
Primary ballots are arriving in Colorado this week, and so are the candidates. Fresh off his win in New Hampshire, Senator Bernie Sanders will be in Denver this Sunday for a rally at the Colorado Convention Center. On Monday, former Vice President Joe Biden will visit Denver for a fundraiser with former Interior Secretary Ken Salazar. And former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg won't be far behind. He's coming to Aurora next weekend for a town hall. Republicans are also trying to rally support. President Trump will join Senator Cory Gardner at a rally in Colorado Springs on February 20th. Voters have until March 3rd to pick a candidate. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
Lake City is known as a summer vacation destination. However, the town wants to compete for tourist dollars year-round. One sport that's been attracting more winter visitors to the area is ice climbing. For KVNF News, Laura Palmisano brings us a report from the annual Lake City Ice Climbing Festival.
Probably the biggest lesson I've learned from ice climbing. Usually steeper than they look.
Danny Cowley is talking about ice walls. The avid ice climber from Gunnison knows what he's talking about. He's been taking part in the Lake City Ice Climbing Festival since it started over a decade ago.
Love coming here. I love the access. Look at all the people that it can bring out.
Some ice climbing enthusiasts created the ice park about 15 years ago. They also started the festival to raise funds for the park's upkeep. Craig Blakemore, one of the park's founders, says it provides a place to climb that's safer than the backcountry, where avalanches and falling ice are a real danger.
It's different because you can just walk up and start climbing, and you don't have approaches, you don't need snowshoes or skis, and within 10 minutes of getting here, you're usually roped up and ready to go, so it's pretty user-friendly.
The park and festival were run by volunteers, but 3 years ago, Lake City took over the responsibility. Ben Hake is the town's park and recreation director.
We wanted to make sure it was able to be run like for years down the road, and we knew we could do it with the personnel we had, and it was a lot cheaper for us to do it.
Hake says since the town took over, the park and festival have increased in popularity.
This season was the busiest season ever that I've seen. We're just trying to fill every available hotel room in town and make the restaurants busier during the wintertime, just as an economic development opportunity.
Local sales tax figures show Lake City's plan is working. In 2019, winter tourism was up 12% over the previous year and 21% compared to 2017. The park offers about 15 routes, but Hake says the town is working on an expansion.
We're trying to expand to a wall about a half mile up the valley, which is 100 feet tall and about 800 feet wide.
Hake says the expansion will add up to 30 new routes for ice climbers.
We tried to have it ready this season, and we've had a lot of plumbing problems and frozen pipes and things like that. So hopefully by next year it'll be ready, probably by Christmas.
Last month, Ouray held its annual ice climbing festival. Several thousand people attended. In comparison, Lake City's festival is a fraction of the size, and its park is smaller too. But Park and Rec Director Hake says Lake City's size may be part of its appeal.
That's what attracts people to come here, because they don't have to wait in line. They don't have to register. They can just climb freely whenever they want.
Back at the Lake City Ice Park, Madison Hayden from Crested Butte says last season she came here weekly to climb.
We don't have an ice park in Crested Butte. We only have backcountry ice in Crested Butte. Wednesdays are so slow, we would be the only people in the ice park every week. It was incredible, and it was like a really awesome opportunity to learn how to get better.
Danny Cowley says he likes that Lake City's ice park isn't crowded and looks forward to it getting bigger.
Nobody really knows about Lake City, so don't share this with anybody. I'm sure you won't, but I'm all about the expansion. I think it's great.
For KVNF News, I'm Laura Palmisano in Lake City.
Colorado's 65 and older population is expected to play an important role in the upcoming 2020 census. Advocates are spreading the word about the impact of an accurate count on federal funds and political representation, and many are signing up for paid positions canvassing neighborhoods. Here's the Colorado News Connection.
Advocates for older Coloradans are working to ensure an accurate count in the upcoming once-a-decade tally, and the U.S. Census Bureau is also hoping to tap retirees willing to go door-to-door and make some money at the same time. Lewis Thompson is doing his part through his work with the Sage of the Rockies program, a welcoming space for Denver's older LGBTQ community. He says nearly 15% of U.S. residents are age 65 or older.
And we need to make sure we're counted. The number of seats in the U.S. House of Representatives and the Electoral College votes for each state are both determined by census numbers.
Between March 12th and 20th, a majority of households will get a postcard inviting them to fill out the census form online. Taking the census online is projected to save taxpayers more than $5 billion. Those who don't respond online will then get a paper form by mail. If they still don't respond, census takers will knock on doors to make sure all people in the household show up on the final count. In 2016, census data was tapped to distribute more than $675 billion to 300 federally funded programs, including Medicare Part B, and also for schools, roads, hospitals, and more. Thompson says the switch to an online-first approach by the Census Bureau is just one potential hurdle facing adults 65 and older.
Limiting conditions and illnesses can lead to some of our older adults not being able to be counted. The money determined by census impacts programs important to our state's growing senior population.
The Census Bureau is also looking to older adults for help. In Colorado, hundreds of temporary jobs with flexible hours paying up to $22 an hour are up for grabs. Be careful about replying to fake job offers from scammers hoping to steal Social Security numbers. To file an official application, visit 2020census.gov. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, February 14th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.